as all of you know, a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing. But when you combine a little bit of knowledge with all the excitement of the holidays, it can be a really disastrous thing. In 1962, I was 4 years old, right in the middle of this kind of Mad Men theme here. My father was a chemical engineer at Union Carbide, and he was of German-American ancestry, so he never really liked Christmas to start with. Christmas was always kind of this thing that had to be gotten through. So, you know, I'm 4 years old. I've got a younger brother who at that time is 2. Christmas morning comes. I wake up, go down the hall, trees lit, tons of toys, big Tonka trucks, all this heavy metal type of toy stuff, you know, real toys. Not little plinky games, you know, things you could grab and hug. So I look at the things that are unwrapped, and then I start unwrapping some stuff, and I thought, well, you know, this is mine. And then I unwrap another package, and, well, this is kind of frilly and whatever. This looks like it might be Mom's. And I put that over there. I unwrap another thing, and, oh, no, that's for Kurt, my baby brother. That's a titty bit. That's too big for me. So I stack that over there. Well, this goes on until all the presents are open. And I've got a little bit of German in me because I've sorted everything out. Here's Mom's pile, and here's Dad's pile, and here's my baby brother's pile, and I've got all my stuff. Didn't I do Christmas right? It is fun. It's a lot of fun, in fact. Well, my father, who, like our first presenters or storytellers, like to take the Christmas spirits, particularly on Christmas Eve, finally woke up, and he and Mom come down the hall, and he opens the door, and here I am sitting in front of the tree beaming with everything opened. Now, my father was a beater. He could be a beater. But this was Christmas Day, and it just didn't seem right to pound the hell out of the kid for doing what he thought was right. So instead, my father decided to, for some reason, make turkey soup. My father had never made turkey soup in his life, but he's standing over the stove with this big pot boiling over with way too much rice, chain smoking, and with coffee, and just mumbling under his breath all Christmas morning. And my mother's kind of hanging back. And okay, well, we get through that Christmas. But being a mechanical engineer, my father decides that there's basically a mechanical solution to any human, cultural, familial situation. So we're going to apply that rationale the next year. We were in the same house the next year with my parents' bedroom and their bedroom door, directly across the hall from the bedroom door where my brother and I slept. And, of course, both of the doors opened inward. Well, we didn't have privacy locks on our house, so they couldn't lock us in. But instead, he took a piece of rope and he tied it to our doorknob to a large wing chair in his room. And he tied it around the top of the chair. And he figured that would be enough to signal if we tried to get out of the room too early on Christmas morning. Well, of course, my brother and I were a year older and a year smarter at that point, at 5 and 3. We get up, we're tugging on the door, we're both pulling on the door, and in true Three Stooges fashion, I'm pulling on it, he's pulling on my back, we finally leverage it, we don't know what's on the other side, we pull on it, the wing chair tips over, the slat comes down the line, bam, my elbow goes into my brother's mouth, he cracks his lip, and Christmas morning starts with a scream of bloody murder and blood every place. We moved from that house the next year to a house that actually had those little pinhole kind of privacy locks on. You put the little hair thing. And my father did lock us in. And the night before, we were 6 and 4 then, old enough to understand, ergo old enough to get a beating, that we were not to leave that room until the street light went out. But nonetheless, crack of dawn, we're watching that street light because we know no matter what happens, it's going to be great. Thank you.
Dave Mingus.